Here's a check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Pat Pagano's Tri-State Forecast, a partly sunny, pleasant day today around 80. Tomorrow, sun, patchy clouds, lower 80s. On Thursday, sunny in the mid-80s. And by Friday, sunny to partly cloudy, more humid, a high around 90. We'll check the details on the Tri-State Forecast coming your way in just a few moments. Cornwall residents have expressed concern over their wastewater management proposal. 60 people spent their Saturday evening at a special town meeting discussing the proposed wastewater management project in West Cornwall. After 90 minutes, the session was adjourned to a referendum July 9th. In a story by Ruth Epstein, which we talked about yesterday on the Republican American Report, the issue has been in the forefront now for 6 years when a study committee was convened to seek a solution to the many substandard wells and septic systems in the village. An upgrade was seen not only for environmental reasons to maintain the quality of water in the nearby Housatonic River and Mill Brook, but to help revitalize an area that may have been dubbed a ghost town. The project, which would cover the main street of the village along with a few side streets, has a price tag of $6.3 million. The town secured $3 million in grants from the Federal Community Grant Project to help offset the cost. The remainder would be secured through loans and or grants from the USDA and municipal bonding. According to the Board of Finance chairman, explaining that several bond projects will be sunsetting as the new bonds come into effect, he said new bonds would be between 20 and 40 years. For Selectman Gordon Ridgway added that additional taxes may be seen if buildings are expanded and new businesses come to town. Tom Bichette, a resident of West Cornwall, constantly expressed concern. The placement of the plant has not been divulged. He urged the study committee to be more forthcoming about the location, or at least those that are being discussed. Mark Wilson had the same concerns. Ridgway said there's no designated spot at this time. Extensive engineering must be done on all those being considered. Quoting here, "We agree with your concerns. We're not saying we have all the answers. We won't know the total cost until it's designed and the bids are in." Actor Sam Waterston wondered about the noise and odor that may emanate from the plant and was reassured there won't be a problem. Applications are now available for Kent residents for the American Rescue Plan loans and grants. Businesses and nonprofits seeking grants from the town of Kent for relief suffered during COVID-19 following the approval Wednesday by selectmen of the American Rescue Plan report. Ratification of the many committees' recommendations. The applications will be accepted July 1st through August 30th and links available online at townofkent.org. That's townofkentct.org. Selectmen agreed to have the treasurer process the grant applications. All information pertaining to the application process can be found at that website. Selectman Rufus DeRahm expressed some concerns about doing the applications on a first-come, first-served basis. Quote, "Everybody needs to have an equal starting point," end quote. He's also worried about residents who may struggle filling out the application. American Rescue Plan Act Needs Assessment Subcommittee Chairman Connie Maines said that her group feels strongly that the process needs to start quickly. The committee wants to be there with equity, which is why the applications process was developed. The town was allocated $821,000 in federal funds. The selectmen decided to hold off on municipal programs and infrastructure spending in order to review the recommendations in more detail. However, they did agree to spend $26,000, giving that to the Kent Board of Education for an after-school and summer education enrichment program. School Board Chairman Scott Trabucco said the board is very close to being able to launch that summer program. They're called forever chemicals because it's hard to get rid of them. Collectively known as PFAS, they're found in everyday kitchen products like food packaging and nonstick frying pans, as well as carpets, waterproof jackets, and foam used to fight fires. Once they degrade, they contaminate the environment and seep into drinking water supplies, creating a litany of health concerns. Through the years, leading environmental groups have tied them to cancer, low birth weights, thyroid function, and other ailments. And this month, in a nod to growing concerns, the nation's leading environmental watchdog, the Environmental Protection Agency, took the step of announcing that allowable levels for PFAS in drinking water it established 6 years ago were far too high. It issued new health advisories per PFOA and PFOS, two of the most widely used of thousands of PFASs. The EPA announcement is a game changer, according to Rob Hayes, director of the Clean Water for Environmental Advocates of New York, and should have a huge ripple effect on the terms of New York, how they regulate PFAS drinking and water. EPA science makes clear and confirms what advocates have said for a long time, that there's no safe level of exposure to PFOA and PFOS in drinking water. Meetings today in Salisbury, Connecticut. Inland Wetlands and Watercourse Commission meets tonight at 5 p.m. Coming up in Cornwall, the Economic Development Committee has a meeting via Zoom. That is at 7:30. Coming up tomorrow in Kent, the American Rescue Plan Assessment Subcommittee regular meeting will be held at 4:30. And the Town of Northeast Planning Board has a special meeting that is also coming up on Wednesday at 7:40 at Northeast Town Hall. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, where they have a tapas menu and dinner specials every night. Interlakeninn.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram. And by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 31,438.26. The NASDAQ at 11,524.55. And the S&P 500 at 3,900.11. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast that'll come your way in just a few moments.